Hey everybody, happy Monday. Ask Me Anything episode. We talk about monkeypox, remarkably disgusting and disturbing curriculum in San Diego, where I go as far to say that there might even be an agenda to promote homosexuality above heterosexuality in San Diego schools. Get involved with Turning Point USA today at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school chapter or start a college chapter today at tpusa.com. I love when you guys support us. Thank you. charliekirk.com/support. We're deeply appreciative of that. I want to thank Deanna from California, Kelly from California, Cheryl from California, wow, Karen from Pennsylvania, Robert from New York, Victor from California, Maria from New Jersey, and Christina from Washington, and Joe from South Carolina. Again, I love hearing from you. Freedom at charliekirk.com, and get involved with the largest movement in the country of citizens looking to educate the next generation. Be empowered. Be trained. Go to tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Gregory from Alabama says, Charlie, I've been telling my friends that schools across the country are teaching some rather perverse things, but I get pushback saying it's not that bad. What are some examples you can give of how schools have been totally corrupted? Well, look, we don't have time to go into all of them, but there's one that stood out this week, and we want to keep this theme going. We want to keep on building the parents' party and a restoration of the protection of our children and the innocent and the complete and total rejection into oblivion, and to create a stigma around the perverts that are teaching our children. This is a remarkable thing happening in San Diego public schools. In San Diego public schools, they're teaching children that heterosexuality is a system of oppression and that they should instead become genderqueer, pansexual, or two-spirit. So let me take this a step further, of which Media Matters will try to take out of context, so I'll be very precise how I say this. If they're teaching that heterosexuality is a system of oppression, aka bad, and they instead should become genderqueer or pansexual, how is that not trying to make kids gay? Let me say that again. If the training materials say that heterosexuality is a system of oppression, which implies bad, and that children instead should become genderqueer, pansexual, or two-spirit, how is that not encouraging or pushing kids into a gay lifestyle? We've said that before and the media comes after you. Oh, that's not what's happening. What the heck is two-spirit, by the way? Sounds very pagan. Play cut 65.
New training materials reveal that San Diego public schools are doubling down on far-left gender theory that teaches heterosexuality is a, quote, system of oppression. The lessons push teachers to encourage children to adopt synthetic sexual identities such as pansexual, genderqueer, and two-spirit.
And it's not just in California. Parents are suing an Iowa school district over their new gender policies that were rolled out behind parents' backs. New rules allow children as young as 12 years of age to choose a new gender, new pronouns, a new name, and the option to participate with their preferred gender in gym class.
That's Iowa. Christopher Rufo writes in City Journal, quote, San Diego Unified is the latest schools to adopt the principles of academic queer theory and translate them into K-12 pedagogy, with the ultimate goal of dismantling heteronormativity. Heteronormativity. Boy, say that five times fast. Promoting a constellation of new sexual identities such as genderqueer, non-binary, pansexual, and two-spirit. These are publicly accessible documents, by the way, on San Diego Unified School District that reveal the new district's ideology. The curriculum outright teaches the following, that slavery is a system of oppression, and so is heterosexuality. So they are now saying that heterosexuality, a man and a woman being in a relationship, is oppressive, and that the solution is for you to become genderqueer. Now, at times, I think some people get a little ahead of their skis and they say they're turning our kids gay. How is that not what's happening here? No, I mean, I want to hear the counter argument. If they say that heterosexuality is oppressive and they must quote, dismantle heteronormativity, and they want to promote new sexual identities like gender, queer, non-binary, pansexual, and two-spirit, what do you expect from that exactly? This is not a matter of accepting people who they are. It's not a matter of trying to make gay and lesbian kids safe. No, this is an explicit piece of training curriculum at the San Diego Unified School District that is saying that heterosexuality is they're not saying it's an option. They're not saying it's something you could be. They're saying it's bad. They are now outright saying that a man and a woman being in a relationship is bad. Quote, in the San Diego School District, which, by the way, this is for children, their goal is to dismantle such heteronormative themes and break the, quote, gender binary. Following the principles of queer theory, San Diego Unified has created a program of gender identity instruction with the explicit goal of undermining the traditional conception of sex and promoting a new set of boutique sexual identities. For children, teaching 6- and 7-year-olds about transgender, genderqueer, non-binary, pansexual, asexual, two-spirit, that promise to disrupt the oppressive system of heteronormativity. Now, before we go any further, this is not one teacher who's a psychopath who posted a video on TikTok. This is not one person and one. This is the established training curriculum for the entire San Diego Unified School District. I believe off the top of my head, San Diego Unified School District is one of the top 10 largest school districts in the country. I think so. I could be wrong. It's definitely top 25. A series of curriculum documents, Christopher Rufo writes, encourage students to study the basic tenets of queer theory and then examine photographs of gender non-conforming role models, including a woman with a beard, a boy in a dress, a teenage girl with gender queer identity, a boy with a tiara, and an infant with a gender-neutral baby name. In another document published by the San Diego Unified School District, administrators celebrate, quote, non-binary identities, arguing that, quote, there must be a linguistic revolution beyond gender binaries, including the adoption of the term Latinx, which, quote, makes room for people who are trans, queer, agender, non-binary, gender, and non-conforming or gender fluid. This is for 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. I mean, 7-year-olds, not even 8th graders. Continues, this ideology has shifted into the district's sexual education program. The district points out that teachers can assist in a child's gender transition without notifying parents, and that under California law, minors of any age can consent to pregnancy testing, birth control, and abortion. Minors for abortion. And again, I just want to just say how transparently insane this is. The left has to be consistent. Why is it that a 13-year-old can get chemically castrated and change their gender and get an abortion, but an 18-year-old can't own an AR-15? Where's the ideological consistency there, guys? So a 14-year-old can get an abortion, but an 18-year-old can't own a weapon. That's weird. Maybe it's because it's about taking the guns away, not about the fact you don't trust young people. Which, by the way, they shouldn't trust most young people. Their brains aren't fully developed. Finally, the training program includes sample questions on sexuality that teachers might address in the classroom. Just a little bit of a warning. If graphic sexual conversations bother you, then this is your warning, okay? Quote, for 8-year-olds, they ask them, is it okay to masturbate? How do gay people have sex? What is pornography? What does semen taste like? In a related presentation, the district also advises teachers on leading discussions on how to use a condom, how to engage in safer oral sex, and safer anal sex. Now, if that offended you, good. That's what they're teaching children at the San Diego Unified School District. If you didn't like hearing that, I warned you before I said it, they're teaching 7-year-olds this at the San Diego Unified School District. Queer theory and gender ideology is in school districts across the country. This is not just San Diego. So to answer the question of our friend from Alabama, this is spreading like an idea pathogen, the likes of which parents have no idea. the agenda of Kinsey, the agenda of money, which is not actual money, but Alfred Kinsey, and all of these pedophiles that were the quote-unquote child sexual experts of the 20th century, is to make your children engaged in early, outright, public, unashamed sexual behavior. The sexualization of children is an agenda item of the deepest bowels of the underbelly of what I believe to be the demonic center of the entire movement on the left. San Diego public schools want to overthrow heteronormativity and promote genderqueer, non-binary, pansexual, and two-spirit identities. For them, being heterosexual is wrong and awful, and instead, you should become genderqueer. How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? Producer Andrew's right here doing an Iron Man thanks to Relief Factor. And truth is, I know there are millions of people. In fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise or just getting older. That can do it, getting older, which is why I'm so impressed with the people at ReliefFactor.com. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. They recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back pain, neck pain, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pain, then I'm suggesting you order their three-week quick start, still discounted, only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Check it out right now, ReliefFactor.com. You should order the three-week quick start too, discount only $19.95. See if it will work for you. I think it possibly could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Check it out right now. Charlie, what is going on with monkeypox? I see Biden recently declared it as a public health emergency. Should I be concerned? Tiana from Raleigh, North Carolina. So that's a two-part question of whether or not you should be concerned. So let me start with the immediate. So Tiana, unless you are engaging in public nonstop gay orgies, of which you have do not wear condoms at all, I don't think you have much to worry about, Tiana. I'm guessing that's probably not you. Now, if you are in that kind of behavior listening to the Charlie Kirk Show, I encourage you to listen to our Sunday episodes, because I think they might help you. However, I don't think that's why you're emailing me as to why you should be worried about catching monkeypox. What I think you are asking, though, is should I be worried about the government's response? That's actually a very good question. So I think that's what you're asking about. You're asking about the potential abuse of power, tyranny, and the declaration of an emergency. Those are all very important questions, by the way, because yes, you should be worried. To give an idea of how insane this entire monkeypox thing is, and this is why I just love Dennis Prager. Dennis Prager wrote this article. He said, for every monkeypox death, 600 Africans are dying from hippopotamuses. Just to give you an idea of the scale of how insane this is. There have been 5 monkeypox deaths worldwide, and it's deemed a global health emergency. Global health emergency. What about the global health emergency for fentanyl or for suicide? All of this. And I'm going to dive into why this is. And it's not politically correct. Don't care. Okay? Because it's about time that we say this whole thing is insane. A national emergency was declared yesterday for monkeypox in America. Now, America is leading the world in monkeypox cases. And it's in very specific corners of the country. It's like in New York and Washington, D.C. and San Francisco. What do those cities have in common? I'll let you figure that out. But here's the thing. I'm not trying to be a moralist. I'm not trying to be on some kind of virtuous high horse. That's not my heart here, okay? I would much rather not talk about this stuff, okay? I will say, though, and this is how naive I am, is that this entire monkeypox thing has been rather illuminating at how many, how often, and how widespread orgy culture is in the gay community. I had no idea, honestly. I suppose it's kind of a thing people do a lot. Sort of weird. Again, here's the essence of it, though, to get down to why we're talking about this. I'm not trying to be a moralist, but I am not going to lock down and have my civil liberties infringed upon because people can't get their orgy behavior figured out. And you shouldn't fall for it either. Remember, the Biden regime needs emergencies and crises. And these people are so, they're so self-absorbed, they don't think that most Americans think this entire thing is a joke. As soon as someone just does a little bit of research about how one gets monkeypox, they're like, well, maybe this is not a good idea. Why don't you just reinforce this? They literally forced people to die alone, separated from their family, from the last public health emergency in America to slow the spread of COVID. But for monkeypox, we're not allowed to tell gay orgies to stop. Like, hey, maybe you guys should stop the spread for 2 weeks. Can you slow the spread, please? So you could shut down churches to slow the spread, but you can't just encourage or say that maybe orgies should stop to slow the spread. Now you might say, well, Charlie, why does this affect you? I'll tell you why it affects me. Public health officials are now looking at lockdowns, vaccine mandates, and other civil liberty infringing measures because of the, let's say, largely questionable moral behavior that's actually driving this entire thing. I'm not even going to read that. I'm not going to read that, Connor. I refuse to. He sent me what the CDC wants them to do. I'm not going to read it. It's disgusting. I'll read part of it. The CDC says, if you have monkeypox, they say virtual sex can reduce risk. You need the CDC to tell you that? This is about emergency youth authorization. We're still living under EUA. They can't allow their power to be released. And instead of actually getting to the root of this, we are now looking at this massive potential government overreach when the plain solution is that this is actually not a public health emergency. This might be a moral crisis, but that's a separate issue you're not allowed to say out loud. No, instead it's, we have to act as if this is normal. It's not, actually. Charlie Kirk here. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You all have helped MyPillow become an amazing company and really, honestly, become what it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO of MyPillow, great American, wants to give back exclusively to his listeners. The Percale bed sheet is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're all on sale. For example, the queen size is regularly $89.98, but now it's only $39.98 with our listener promo code. Order now because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale sheets are breathable, and they have a cold, crisp feel. These come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out today on this incredible offer. This is a limited-time supply, so make sure to order now. Go to 1-800-875-0425 now and use promo code Kirk, or go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code Kirk. This offer will not last long, and they're known to sell quick, so order now with promo code Kirk at MyPillow.com. Look, I'm not going to spend too much more time on monkeypox. It's rather self-evident what actually the problem is here, and no one wants to say it out loud. But I do want to play a tape of Anthony Fauci, which is just, this guy obviously should be in prison. He's a liar. He's a crook. However, he was asked about monkeypox. Why are the federal health officials even talking about monkeypox? Let me just tell you some numbers here. Last year, there were 108,000 people that overdosed from fentanyl. Worldwide monkeypox deaths, 5. Which one do you think the Biden regime is prioritizing as a public health emergency? Why do you think that is exactly? Why is the Biden regime quick to declare monkeypox, 5 worldwide deaths? Meanwhile, just in America, we had 108,000 people die of drug overdose from fentanyl last year. Could you imagine if we had the public health response to fentanyl and the flow of drugs across our southern border that we get for monkeypox? Well, here's Fauci try to stumble over his words because Fauci knows what he should say here. Fauci knows what the problem is, but he can't say it because there's a central piety here, as Friedrich Nietzsche used to say, that every society had a central piety of which you're not allowed to make fun of. And that is the alphabet mafia. Fauci knows what the problem is. He knows that everyone knows what the problem is. Fauci knows that people know that he knows what the problem is, but Fauci knows he can't say because he knows what the problem is, because if he said it, then all of a sudden he would violate a key and core tenet of the regime, which is you can't go after the gay community for maybe doing something they shouldn't be doing. Can't do that. Can't even say it. Can't think it. Thought crime. So instead, he just meanders in this near minute clip. Play cut 74.
The stigmatization of the gay and bisexual community, the male community, during HIV/AIDS and how you dealt with it and became really a hero in your response. How do we avoid that this time?
Well, we do exactly what we did when we got it right, finally, back then. The way you do that and do it expeditiously is to make sure you engage the community at every single step. Top down to the community doesn't work. That's the lesson we learned from HIV. You embrace the community and get them involved in all the processes you have to do. When you do that, you dramatically diminish the possibility of stigma.
Did you understand a word he just said? Now, what's amazing is that's Andrea Mitchell, right? Andrea Mitchell asking the question. She doesn't ask about why is this an emergency. She doesn't ask about what could be done if it is an emergency to stop it. She doesn't ask about what behavior is advancing it. No, Andrea Mitchell is super worried about stigma. I believe that a vast majority of Americans believe what I'm just going to say. Orgies should be stigmatized. Period. Straight orgies, gay orgies. I think that there should be a stigma around them. Maybe you're pro-orgy watching this program. But essentially what we're being told by people is that we have to close down the economy because I don't want to offend anybody. And by the way, if you want to get into the actual details of this, Dr. Ryan Cole said it's not just the orgies, it's that they refuse to even wear a condom during the orgies. And public health officials are going even further into this, and they refuse to say the thing like, hey, maybe you guys should take it easy a little bit, 15 days to slow the spread. No, because that would be violating a central piety of American society. And no one wants to say this out loud, but guess what? I'm running for no political office, so I don't care, which is you are not allowed to question any of the behavior that stems out of the gay community. You can't. You're not allowed to say it. That would offend somebody. But that's what I think is so tricky about this monkeypox thing. They've dug this hole. By the way, no one in our listenership, including you, if it wasn't for the mainstream media kind of chorus of outrage, would be talking about monkeypox. And so because they need emergencies to justify their control, they're like, oh, what's the next one? BA5 doesn't work. How about the flu or whatever? No, how about monkeypox? That sounds bad, doesn't it? It's like chicken pox's evil cousin. It's like, whoa, monkeypox, that sounds terrible. And so then they kind of harness on it. And at first everyone's like, well, how does one get monkeypox? Do you get it through viral transmission? Do you get it by not wiping off surfaces? Oh, that's how you get monkeypox. And then all of a sudden, there is this kind of enlightenment when people say, yeah, I'm not too worried about getting monkeypox. But then you have literal declarations of health emergency that have been declared in San Francisco and in Chicago and in New York. And there's even some evidence that government wants monkeypox to continue to spread. San Francisco, instead of trying to tell people to stop the behavior, last week, San Francisco declared the public health emergency, yet promoted orgies. And again, I must live in kind of a different world, I think. It's kind of a very sheltered, conservative world. I had no idea how widespread orgy culture was in America. I think some of you probably agree, by the way. Now, again, I want to just finish this by this because there's a lot more I want to get to. I would prefer never to say the word orgy again on the Charlie Kirk Show, okay? I would prefer never to talk about this. But I'm going to be brutal in the truth, in the administration of truth, and blunt with no patience whatsoever because I will not live through another lockdown or an erosion of our civil liberties by a corrupt and usurpatious government because we're afraid to offend people. Don't care. And you shouldn't either. We're not going to live through it again. We're not going to allow our Constitution to go through the shredder because we need to tell people not to offend them because guess what? Christians had their churches locked down, Easter stolen from them. There was all these unnecessary lockdowns and vaccine mandates and people being kicked out of the military, people losing their jobs and lawsuits and businesses that were targeted by OSHA. All of that because of a public health emergency. They took Easter from Christians, as I mentioned. So let me boil it down. They took Easter from Christians, but they won't take orgies from gay people. Okay, let's get to some more questions here. Freedom at charliekirk.com. Angela from Michigan. Charlie, super thrilled that Tudor Dixon won the primary. Thank you for your great War Room coverage. Love you and Jack Posobiec. How do we as parents push back if our kids go to government schools on our kids possibly getting chemical castration drugs? I'm very worried about this. Thanks so much. This is something that's a huge problem, and it's happening more and more. Biden Assistant Secretary for Health, Levine, said that we need to empower kids to go on puberty blockers. So let me be very clear. If America had any ounce of sanity, Richard Levine would be court-martialed and arrested and have to post bail for saying something like this. In fact, I believe Richard Levine should be arrested for the widespread promotion of child abuse for saying this. Play cut 64.
So we really want to base our treatment and to affirm and to support and empower these youth, not to limit their participation in activities and sports, and even limit their ability to get gender affirmation treatment in their state.
How is that any different than someone saying on television, we need to have young kids on cocaine and heroin? How is that any different? You are pushing life-altering chemical castration drugs that show to increase depression, suicide rates, self-harm, social isolation, outside of parental guidance and support. The direct quote is, we need to empower kids to go on puberty blockers and get sexual reassignment surgery. You know the only community that really likes that? Pharmaceutical companies, because that's a gold mine of the therapists not doing therapy. They're doing affirmation therapy, which is the opposite of therapy, and kicking it on over to kids. Here's a bunch of drugs. Here's a bunch of chemicals. Yeah, you might want to kill yourself, be super depressed and anxious. Don't worry. We have Xanax, benzodiazepines, and we have all these other drugs for you. But that comes later. It's a massive pharmaceutical cocktail that gets controlled by Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Moderna, and all the others. Levine, we need to empower kids to go on puberty blockers and get sexual reassignment surgery. If Levine went up and said, you know what we need to do? We need to empower having fentanyl in all our communities so kids can get access to it. Be arrested for something like that. Promoting child abuse from the American government? Next question. Tanya from Philadelphia. Double vaxxed and fully boosted Joe Biden is still testing positive on day 6 of the second bout of rebound COVID. He's still in isolation according to his doctor. This is getting weird. Why is no one talking about it? First of all, we wish Joe Biden a speedy recovery. In fact, I believe Joe Biden. I wish him to have access to ivermectin. I hope that Joe Biden has access to ivermectin and intravenous therapy. I hope his vitamin D levels are pretty high. Maybe a baby aspirin might help Joe Biden. In fact, monoclonal antibodies. So we actually have a whole cocktail, to use the kind of word cocktail, of potential treatments. In fact, we here on the Charlie Kirk Show offer our services anytime to help Joe Biden defeat his rebound COVID. But yes, it's getting very weird. And by the way, I encourage Joe Biden to call up Dr. Corey. If you are in a physical health issue, suck up your pride and maybe call one of these doctors that have actually successfully navigated people with many rounds of COVID. But look, I say this non-jokingly and very seriously. I do not wish death upon my political opponents, but I say this very bluntly. Joe Biden should be worried. He's not in good health. He's not. And so if he really is in isolation this long, he could end up having long COVID or other issues associated with it. It is getting very, very weird. We haven't touched on this topic really at all. And it's really something. Okay, play that tape, Connor.
Not only is Biden sick from Delaware's oil rain, now he's got COVID. The White House announced it today. So it's been a tough week overall. Wednesday it was cancer. Thursday it was the coronavirus. Tomorrow you've got to think it's going to be monkeypox. If you or someone you know has recently had unsafe sex with Joe Biden, please seek precautionary medical attention. God knows what you might have picked up.
Tucker gets right to it. Yet, the lack of COVID coverage when Biden gets it back to back. Remember when Trump got COVID? It was nonstop coverage. Biden gets COVID, everyone's like, oh yeah, whatever, it's not a big deal. Why is there still emergency use authorization then? EUA. Why does the federal government still have emergency powers? The federal government of the United States still has emergency powers that were never granted by Congress. They just self-declared it. Are we still under a legit emergency if no one really cares in the government that Joe Biden has COVID? Why does the federal government still have emergency powers if everyone just kind of shrugs off the fact that Joe Biden has gotten COVID twice in a COVID rebound over 2 weeks? Is it still an emergency? Aaron from Massachusetts, hey, Charlie, loved your conversation with Steve Kirsch. Can you kind of illustrate more on how the vaccine is not working the way they said they would? Well, for example, in Australia, over 96% of the adult population in Australia is fully vaccinated. More than 70% are boosted, and yet they just set a new record for COVID deaths. Just to give you an idea. A new record for daily COVID deaths has now been hit for this year in Australia. Not exactly working the way they said it would. Not even close, actually. In fact, it's looking like, and I'm willing to have anyone disagree, come on this program that is a vaccine peddler, the more you inject, the more you infect. Austria is similar to Israel. Israel is a canary in the coal mine again. Remember, Israel is always 3 to 6 months ahead of almost everyone. And so in Israel, remember back in 2020, Netanyahu spoke by video conference with Shmuel Shapira and congratulated him on his progress of developing a vaccine against the novel coronavirus. Well, now that vaccine doctor was previously the top Israeli military scientist researching chemical and biological weapons, brings attention to the death and destruction that they are now causing to many around the world. That's weird. So he's the one that actually was discovering it and was praised for it, and now he is the one that is being censored for even mentioning it. This is a guy by the name of Professor Shmuel Shapira. Apologize if I'm mispronouncing it. He has been censored on Twitter, banned from Twitter for talking about this topic. Even though he was lauded for his vaccine knowledge previously, now he is being censored for even mentioning it. Guess what? He's vaccine injured. So the man that Netanyahu actually lifted up as a hero, he is now being attacked as a vaccine misinformation spreader. Eric from Texas says, Charlie, I enjoyed your conversation on how some conservatives are not as pro-life as it seems. I'm 100% pro-life. How do we do a better job of convincing people about the issue of life? Well, I talk a lot about it. We have Seth Gruber on this program, who's amazing. Talk about SLED, size, level, development, environment, and degree of dependency. But I think it actually is helpful. I think it's instructive, and I think it's necessary to just show you the abortion advocates their own language in their own words. This is a mainstream YouTube channel. It's a longer clip. It's very hard to watch, but I think it's necessary for you to watch this, of a woman teaching how to build an altar for a post-abortion, which includes a container for the remains of the baby after being aborted and the abortion pills on the altar. She ends the do-it-yourself video by kneeling before the altar. This is not satire. Play tape.
Building an altar for your abortion can be a really cathartic procedure, can be a really cathartic process. It's a really beautiful way to just give reverence to the experience and hold the experience in a really sacred way. I like to always have a candle going on my altar. I'm also going to be adding an Empress tarot card today, and she really just symbolizes feminine fertility and feminine energy. I also really like to add the abortion pills themselves to the altar to really bless the pills that we're going to be taking into our bodies during this process. And once your altar is complete, go ahead and just sit in front of it and the start of the sacred container.
Now, of course, it's a totally unrelated Bible verse, Leviticus 18:21. You shall not give any of your children to devote them by the fire to Molech and so profane the name of your God. Totally unrelated, by the way. Just no connection whatsoever. Mainstream YouTuber says we must build an altar to your abortion. What struck me, it was very interesting, is that it's cathartic. Why do you need something that will give you catharsis if you did nothing wrong? Why would you need to release an emotion if you did everything perfectly? Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much. Talk to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.